Hi goalies, Mike Valley here. Today we're going to talk about accountability. One of my best friends and what I believe is one of the young progressive goalie coaches in the world is a guy named William Ram. And William is a goalie coach for the Swedish Elite League team HV71. And he and I have several conversations, weekly conversations about, you know, things that come up in the world of goaltending. We kind of talked about it the other day, and we said, you know, we were looking at this word, accountability, and what does it mean? And what does a goalie display when he has an accountability? And now, understand that there's a difference, cultural difference, between, you know, Sweden and North America. There's many things that they do better than us over here, and vice versa, right? And, you know, then we also reflected on what our mentor and one of the pioneers of goalie coaching is, a guy named Thomas Magnusson. And Thomas is, he's the head of the Swedish Ice Hockey Federation for goaltending, and just a, you know, incredibly intelligent man that thinks through things very carefully. And he explained to us a couple years ago that goaltending is almost like a pendulum, right? Things go back and forth. And so we looked at, we took his mindset into play here when we had this discussion. And basically, we came to the conclusion, there's two types of goalies, right? There's the goalie that when he gets scored on, he will look at, you know, he'll try to find any type of reasoning why it went in, right? It was a great shot. My defenseman didn't have it. A little piece of ice came up and blinded me for a split second and I couldn't see it. I mean, there's every excuse under the sun that we can come up with, right? And to play on to that, the goalie coach nowadays has allowed that to happen, right? So back in the day, there was no goalie coach, and it was always the goalie's fault. No matter what, it was just the goalie's fault. Goalie coaches came into the world. Now there's more guys that are sitting there in the locker room, in the coach's room, protecting the goaltender, sitting down with the goaltender after the game, analyzing the goals, but also just protecting the goalie and saying, like, it's okay, yeah, that was a good shot, or yeah, a defenseman should have had that, or yeah, it was a 5-on-3 and you were tired and I totally get it, right? The elite goaltenders, the elite coaches, aren't going to let that happen, right? Because it goes back to this word, accountability. When a goal goes in, we understand that this is a game. Things are going to happen. Goals are going to be scored. So get over it. Instead, let's look at it and say, what could we have done differently? Hey, Mike, it was a 5-on-3 for 10 straight minutes. Okay, great. Let's find a way to stop the puck. If the goal is scored, let's find what we can do differently. What could we have done differently? What's the learning? What's the little piece of learning that we can take out of that and make an adjustment in our game or play a little differently next time? But let's not worry about what somebody else could have done on the ice. Let's not worry what the coach could have done differently. Let's not worry about, you know, external things that you just don't control. Let's worry about ourselves. Let's worry about, you know, let's think about what we could have, you know, what we could learn from that situation. That's accountability. That's the type of goaltender that we're seeing that succeeds, right? And parents, we see this with you as well, right? There's guys and moms and dads that will say, hey, we lost 5-3, but my son played really well and, you know, the team was really, really bad. And, you know, if it wasn't for him, it would have been 7-3. Again, I get it. I'm a parent. I'm protective of my kids. But it's not always the best way to look at it. And to be honest, nobody cares because that doesn't show up on a stat sheet. It just doesn't happen. So there's nothing wrong with being scored on because you are a goaltender. It's going to happen. The longer you play, the more goals are going to, you know, continue to add up, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We have to learn, and get better. Okay? So that accountability is great. It's just saying, hey, we lost 5-3. These are the things I can do different. Now, I'm going to give you a really good example. Back when Glenn Gullickson was a coach for the Dallas Stars, assistant coach was Willie Desjardins. We had Kari Lehtinen as our goaltender. And Kari was, you know, he was phenomenal that year. And we're sitting in the coach's office and we're looking at our PK, and our PK just wasn't very good. And we were going to have this PK meeting. And Willie brought everybody in and just said, guys, we need to be better here. Like, and by the way, in the coach's office, they had been talking about, like, gosh, if it wasn't for Kari, we would be even worse. Like, Kari is the only thing keeping this you know, going the right direction. So Willie, like I said, in the meeting says, guys, what's going on here? What can we do different? What has to happen? Kari stands up in that power play meeting or penalty killing meeting and says, guys, I need to be better. And Willie told us after, he had this shocked reaction. He was like, whoa, like, let's, like, you've been phenomenal for us. I was hoping the other guys would stand up and say something. But it was Kari that did it. Guys, I need to be better. And the reaction that had was twofold. One, Kari holding himself accountable was awesome to see. It wasn't him patting himself on the back saying, hey guys, I've done my job. Somebody else pick it up now. It's, guys, I need to be better, right? The other thing it did was now all of a sudden his defensemen, his forwards, everybody that's involved in the PK said, this guy's got our back. Like, what a teammate. Let's figure out how to be better for this guy, right? So he held his teammates to a higher standard by being accountable to himself, right? And that's what we want. So really what I want you guys and girls to think about is when you get scored on, accept it, right? It's going to happen. But let's not look for excuses. Let's look for solutions. Let's look for what is the, you know, little piece of the golden nugget that we can pick out of that will make us a little bit better. All right? So think about those things. Accountability is crucial to your development.